I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk Concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
A little heavy for noon, but practically speaking, it helps me get the cobwebs out for everything else. This is also on the new record, and it's called Can't Go Back.
Moonlight shattered on this stretch of sea. How many times I stood here mapping things out differently. But I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. No, I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. Cross the road and run back to the town. How how many times I've run this way and how it runs me down. But I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. No, I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. And my heart is speeding and the days go by and my hands are bleeding. Nobody wonders why. And all eternity since that day, when am I just giving away? Fortunes in a paper cup. How many jobs dripped away until it jarred me up? But I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. No, I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. Times I stood here mapped and how it shot at me, but I can't go back, can't go back, can't go back. No, I can't go back.
Sometimes discretion is in fact the better part of valor in these instances, but hopefully that was okay. All right, so this is by request, and it's not something I usually play solo, but given the time of year, I thought it might be appropriate. The first line in the song is, it goes, I'm a ghost, and I wanted you to know that it's taking all my strength to make this toast. And I got an email. I mean, like this, I wrote this song 15 years ago. So I got this email 14 years ago where someone, the person asked me, not just someone, the person who wrote the email, in fact, asked me, is this like, are you talking about a toast or are you talking about a ghost actually trying to press the lever down on a toaster and it's the hand of the frosty apparition just keeps going through the thing? And I initially meant toast, but from then on I was just, no, that's absolutely what it's like. That is the greatest metaphor for, you know, so many things. But yeah, it's called incidentally, it's actually about alienation from the political process. And it's called I'm a Ghost.
I'm a ghost, and I wanted you to know that it's taken all my strength to make this toast. I'm a ghost, and I want you to come close, 'cause I don't want you to miss me and misquote. I'm a ghost, I'm no one of any note. Sure, your mind was made up long. but I'm a ghost. What a fat unholy host, made invisible and mute, but with sore throats. Look, can't make a sound from 6 feet on the ground. Now you say you disagree, keep my statistic around. But if it looks like a dog and it smells like a dog, well then it probably is, so let's just give it a walk. Oh, oh, oh. I'm a ghost, so it don't matter what I know. And you won't mind if I don't speak comme il faut. You've been caught in flagrante delicto, and the ghosts are lining up outside your door. Can't make a sound from 6 feet on the ground. Now you say you disagree, but come on, look what we found. If I can talk till I'm dead and still not get in your head, well then it's probably true. Let's put this idea to bed. Come to me, you could always come to me back then. Yeah, there's no more tale to recount, and no more truth to renounce, and no more finding me here. If you do come around, see they have lowered me down, put me back deep underground. I'm on my side in the earth, where there's no rebirth. Why did you not come to me? You said you would come to me. You could always come to me back then. You not talk to me. You said you would talk to me. You can never talk to me again. Yeah, but talk to me again. Yeah, why?
Some Uncle Chips.